What's good? What's good? We're back again on Cloud 10 Radio. Yesterday I did an episode on my social media fast, day one. Now we're on day two. And as typical, you know, I'm doing this podcast on my way to work. It's basically the time that I have to do it. For those curious about my job, don't be too curious. I don't want everybody knowing where I work, but I basically do sales. You know, I got the typical, you know, 7:45. I got to go in at 7:45. I leave at 5:15. So, you know, it's a long day sometimes. It's a long day. You know, the typical people say 8 to 5, 9 to 5. But, you know, and I believe that eliminating that social media aspect, I think it's going to help, you know, use my time to where it feels more valuable. Even when I get a second, even if that means that when I'm at work, I get an extra second. Yesterday, I talked about, you know, the subconscious effects of social media when it comes to how we just instantly just gravitate towards social media whenever we have a moment of free time, and how the ads are, you know, basically it's all set up just for advertisements, just so that we stay on social media and things like that. That's basically it. But now, you know, I'm trying to speak on the more human aspect of, you know, doing a social media fast, and it's relationships. It's the idea of being able to rebuild relationships and maintain them in a healthier way than just sending posts back and forth on Instagram. One thing, you know, being newly married, me and my wife, you know, me working, you know, all day, sometimes it gets tough. You know, she does her thing, I do my thing during the day, and sometimes at the end of the day, it's really tiring to get back home and try to show each other, you know, that love and energy that we have for each other. I'm sure other people can feel the same way, even if it's just with their friends or if it's with their family. Just once you get back from work, once you get back from school, it's almost like you're just exhausted. And I think one thing that's really important is, you know, instead of diverting your energy towards social media, towards scrolling through posts and sending posts on Instagram, you can do some things that's much more impactful to grow your relationship. For me, one thing that me and my wife have begun to do, which I suggest a lot more people do it, I'm not sure if they do, but if you have an iPhone, you know, typically texting back and forth, it can get pretty monotonous. But there is that audio message, voice message feature where it's like right by the keyboard on the right side, and you could just hold it and send somebody a quick voice message. And just sending that quick voice message, instead of me going to Instagram and finding some random post and sending it to her, it's really resulted in greater communication throughout the day. It's resulted in, you know, us feeling like we've had a conversation throughout the day, even though we've both been working on our separate things. But it's just one way to maintain contact, that when we're using our time to scroll through social media, something we don't really think about, different ways, you know, even if that's just sending, you know, a little GIF via text and, you know, sending an encouraging note, you know, things like that. So I use my wife because, you know, as an example, because, you know, she's basically like my best friend, you know, everything in between, you know. But everybody has their own people. They may have, you know, best friends, they may have family that they're trying to rebuild relationships with. And, you know, I'm connecting this back to social media because if you check back, everybody can see how many screen hours they spend on certain apps. Well, if you have an iPhone, I'm not sure if they do it on Android. But it's really important to see how much time are you really spending on social media. I mean, seriously, you can go to social media and, or you can go to your phone and see if you've been spending 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hours on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter a day. And I think it's just very eye-opening to see that number, because you think about what you could be doing with your time, what you could be researching, what you could be learning. And I think it's something very valuable. For every person, they're going to want to spend it a different way. But it's a great way to know where you are in that, you know, in that walk, in that path. For me, you know, before I began working, I was probably spending 3, 4, 5 hours on Instagram a day, just basically doing nothing. And it resulted in, when I got to the end of my day, it just felt like it was a waste. It was like, damn, this has been such a long day. I feel like I didn't get anything accomplished. But, you know, day two of the social media fast, I fasted over the weekend too. So I didn't really, not really day two, but I'm just going to say it's day two for the podcast. It's actually like day 5 or 6. But I've been able to feel like my days have been more productive. And honestly, too, it has been helping me sleep. Which one thing I've noticed with that is, you know, I took psychology, I took some neuroscience classes when I was in college. And I learned that that blue light that is emitted from our phones, right? You know, that bright light that when we're scrolling through social media, it's basically looks white, but it's blue to our receptors. It basically makes our brain think that it's daytime. So it keeps us awake. So those of y'all who are struggling when it comes to sleep and things like that, it may be that if you're using social media at night before you go to sleep, you may be telling your brain to stay up. And that is the reason why you don't get to sleep until 1, 2, 3, 4 in the morning. Because when you're scrolling through, you know, it's very deceiving to our brain. So if you are using social media just for a little bit before you go to bed, try to put on the, you know, the dim feature or the night light feature on your phone, because then that'll start to emit more orange and, you know, I believe it's like orange or red rays. I don't know. But basically, it's not the blue light that's going to keep you awake, because that imitates the light from the sun. So that's just one other thing that fasting from social media, fasting from these different apps, it will definitely help you balance your sleep, balance your schedule, balance your relationships. But basically, that's it for today. Take that time. If you are going to join on this social media fast, I don't know how many days I'm going to be doing this. You know, I think that, I don't know, basically as long as it'll go. I mean, I don't think social media is a necessity. Sometimes we feel like it is, but overall, I think it's better to abstain as much as possible. So I'll see how long I can stay off of it. And, you know, if you decide to jump in on it, I hope that it helps you too. You know, balance your relationships, balance your time. And maybe you can start reading some books. Maybe you can start, you know, creating, whether that be art, whether that be music, whatever it is you do. Just give yourself that little bit more you time instead of social media time. And when you've given yourself some you time, give some time to those who you love too. Your family, your friends, your spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend. But that's it for today. Enjoy it. Have a great day. And I'll be back sometime for another episode. Yep. And before I sign out all the way, I got to give thanks to the Most High, you know, in the name of His Son. You know, a lot of people call Him a lot of different names. It could be Jesus, Yeshua, Yahusha, Yeshaya. I've heard a lot of different names, you know, but the biggest thing is giving thanks, you know, to the Most High, His Son, who sacrificed His life so we can, you know, endure. Those who's wondering, no, I'm not a Christian. I'm an Israelite. It's my heritage, you know. Some people call it a Jew. I'm not a converted Jew. It's not my religion. It's my actual heritage. It's my bloodline. I'll go into that a different day, but just wanted to give thanks to the Most High. Give it to His Son. Keep on enduring. Keep on pushing. And the whole thing about being an Israelite versus, you know, me being a Jew, most Black people in modern society being Jews, I got a long podcast about that. I'm still reading up on my information about it. So I just want to give y'all a little glimpse there. Mostly, give all praise to the Most High.